Triathlon swim distances range from about 500 yards to 2.4 miles, and for many adult triathletes, the swim leg is the most intimidating part of the race. Water is not a natural environment for most people, and adult beginners often face physical, technical, and psychological barriers that children do not. The central message is that success comes from consistent, structured practice and technical improvement, rather than occasional intense efforts. A strong foundation begins with regular pool time. Experts recommend swimming at least 2 to 3 times per week, with a more effective target of 3 to 5 sessions of at least 20 minutes each. This amounts to roughly 20 to 30 laps in a standard 25-meter pool. Shorter, more frequent sessions are better than one long weekly swim because they help the nervous system learn efficient movement patterns and prevent technique from breaking down. As skills improve, training can progress from basic endurance swims of about 1,500 meters to more advanced interval sets, such as 10x100 meters with short recoveries. Body position is one of the most important factors in swimming efficiency. It can determine up to 70% of how effectively a swimmer moves through the water. Beginners often waste energy by fighting the water, sinking their hips, or lifting their heads. An efficient freestyle swimmer should keep the body in a straight line from head to heels, with the head in a neutral position and the eyes looking slightly forward and down. Engaging the core and keeping the hips high reduces drag. A useful cue is to imagine pulling the belly button slightly inward or lifting the stomach toward the surface, which helps straighten the lower back and lower the head. Breathing is another major technical challenge. Many beginners hold their breath underwater, which creates tension and increases anxiety. A better approach is to practice controlled breathing while holding the pool edge, keeping part of the mouth above water. During swimming, the head should rotate with the body rather than lifting upward. The swimmer should exhale continuously underwater and inhale quickly through the mouth when turning to the side. Smooth, rhythmic breathing helps maintain body position, oxygen supply, and a streamlined shape. The arm stroke provides most of the forward propulsion, about 70 to 80%. The freestyle arm cycle includes entry, catch, pull, and recovery. The hand should enter the water finger first at about shoulder width. The catch phase should create a large paddle-like surface area, often aided by keeping the elbow high. The pull should push water backward efficiently, and the recovery should bring the arm forward over the water in a relaxed motion. Technical accuracy should be prioritized before adding speed or distance. Overcoming fear is a critical early step. About 54% of adults lack basic swimming skills, so water anxiety is common. Beginners should start in shallow water where the feet can touch the bottom. Warmer pool temperatures, around 30 to 32 degrees Celsius, can reduce stress and allow attention to focus on technique rather than cold shock. Flotation devices such as kickboards or noodles can help maintain body position while comfort builds. Floating and breathing drills are essential. Beginners should learn to relax because tension makes the body sink. A dead man's float can help swimmers feel buoyancy. It is normal for the legs to sink until kicking begins. Water comfort improves through repeated exposure, ideally 3 to 4 times per week, even if each session is only 20 minutes. If panic occurs, the swimmer should stop, tread water, and use slow, controlled breathing. Learning a safety stroke, such as elementary backstroke, provides a reliable way to recover and catch the breath. Freestyle technique is where efficiency improves dramatically. Elite swimmers use far less energy than beginners to cover the same distance. The goal is not to swim harder, but to reduce drag and move with better alignment. High hips, a neutral head, continuous exhaling, and a high elbow catch are key technical priorities. Drills that isolate parts of the stroke, such as single-arm swimming, pull buoy work, kicking, and catch-up drills, help build coordination. A basic beginner workout should include three parts: a warm-up, a main set, and a cool-down. A simple structure might be 4 25-meter easy swims, followed by drills and swimming, then 2 to 4 25-meter relaxed swims. As endurance grows, sessions can extend to 45 to 60 minutes. A sample 1,000-yard workout might include a 300-yard warm-up, 3 100-meter moderate swims, 200 meters of drills, a 400-meter main set, and a 100-yard cool-down. Tracking progress is important. Swimmers should record distance, time, perceived effort, heart rate, and technical notes. Training logs reveal patterns that are not obvious during a single session. Beginners should avoid chasing speed before mastering technique. Early goals should focus on completing workouts, improving body position, and refining breathing. After the first triathlon, a performance baseline can be established for future improvement. Open water swimming introduces new challenges. About 70% of triathletes feel anxious during their first open water swim, even if they are comfortable in a pool. Open water has waves, currents, reduced visibility, and no lane line to follow. Before entering open water, swimmers should check conditions, temperature, and safety factors. If open water is not available, pool sessions can simulate the experience by swimming early in the morning when the water is colder, training with friends who create splashing, removing lane ropes, or swimming short distances with the eyes closed. Sighting is essential for navigation. Poor navigation can cause triathletes to swim 10 to 15% farther than the actual race distance. To sight, a swimmer can press down slightly during the catch phase to lift the head, while increasing the kick to keep the legs from sinking. In calm water, only the eyes need to clear the surface. The Tarzan drill, which involves swimming with the head above water facing forward, builds the neck and upper back strength needed for repeated sighting. Beginners can start by sighting every 8 to 12 strokes and adjust based on course accuracy. Race preparation also benefits from brick workouts, which combine two triathlon disciplines back to back. Swim-to-bike bricks are especially important because they prepare the body for the shift from horizontal swimming to vertical cycling. This transition changes blood flow, heart rate, and muscle demands. Brick sessions can also be used to practice transition skills, such as removing the wetsuit, changing gear, and starting the next discipline efficiently. Occasionally training at race pace helps the body and digestive system adapt to eating and drinking under stress. The biggest takeaway is that triathlon swimming is a learnable skill. Elite swimmers convert only about 9% of their energy into forward motion, showing how much efficiency matters. Progress comes from repetition, proper technique, and patient progression. With consistent practice, adult swimmers can move from fear to confidence, from inefficient splashing to streamlined movement, and from viewing the swim as a threat to using it as a competitive advantage.